Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. When we last saw Kent, he had assumed his role as Superman and gone in search of young Pug Flanagan, suspected of having stolen the treasure map found aboard the ill-fated clipper ship, the Clara M. But in reality, Pug himself had been locked in a storage bin by the man who did steal the map, a half-breed Spaniard named Carlos. Fortunately, Jimmy Olsen overheard a conversation between Carlos and his partner Manuel, clerk at the Panama Hotel, where Kent, Jimmy, and Pug were spending the night. From the conversation, Jimmy learned where Pug was being held prisoner, and also that Carlos planned to sail for the island where the treasure was buried that very night, on a fishing boat owned by a man named Sanchez. With Pug released, both boys hurried to the waterfront, determined that the fishing boat, the La Paloma, would not leave port. As our story continues today, they have sneaked into the hold of the boat and are attempting to open a seacock to sink it. Listen.
This thing is jammed tight. Can't budge it.
Let me try it, Pug.
Okay.
God, it is tight. Ian, how?
Hey, wait a minute. What's that noise?
Sounds like a boat engine.
It's this boat. We're shoving off.
Pug, what do we do?
We gotta scram fast. Come on. No, wait. I stand at the top of the companionway steps.
But, Pug, we gotta get off. We just gotta.
Yeah, I know. Too bad we can't get that seacock open. The old tub wouldn't go far.
Well, we can't open it, so why talk about it? Pug.
Yeah?
I'm gonna walk right up those companionway steps and ask them to let us off. They can have the treasure, man.
Take it easy, pal. I got another idea. Follow me.
Where are you going?
Never mind. Keep close. Here. See what's up ahead?
Motor.
Right. Now watch what I do.
Nah.
Now you better stay here and lay chicken. I'll be right back, Jim.
Golly. Sure hope we get out of this mess. If we don't, Mr. Kent's gonna be worried stiff.
Pug, I'll be right with you.
Pug, what happened?
Just sit tight and listen.
What for? Listen to what?
Just listen.
The motor stopped.
No, I stopped it.
But how?
Turn off the gas and rip that line out. It'll take them plenty of time to fix it, too. We're coming down to find out what's wrong. We gotta make a break for it, Jim. Wait till I get away from the steps. All right. Now!
Quick, Pug!
Stay tall! Come on, up the steps!
There's a man on deck.
We gotta get by him.
Where are you going? Come here.
Let go of me. Let go. Put that guy on me.
Oh.
Run, Jim. I kicked him in the shin. Up in the dock. Quick, Jim. Go ahead, Jim. Hop up. I'll follow you.
They can't catch us now. Run for the hotel. We'll get Mr. Candace.
Oh, oh.
What's the matter, Pa?
I twisted my ankle. I can't run.
Here. I'll help you.
Oh, you beat us back to the hotel. Go ahead.
Not on your life. Come on. Put your arm around my shoulders.
Beat it, I said. They'll catch you, too.
Oh, they won't. You can hobble.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, you ain't got a chance unless you drop me and run, Jim. Don't be a dope.
I'm not leaving you, and that's fine.
Oh.
See? We're off the dock already. We're losing in the dock.
Yeah.
Come on. The side street.
Okay.
Ankle hurt much?
Yeah. Oh, why don't you drop me?
Shut up. They'll never find us down this dark alley.
Oh, I might have to go and pull a stunt like this anyhow.
Don't worry about it. Hey.
Huh?
Wait. This is a blind alley. It doesn't go anyplace. It's a blank wall.
That means we're stuck. I'll beat it, Jim, before they come,
no,
will you?
No, keep quiet. Don't move. Maybe they won't come in the alley.
I caught
it. Don't breathe, Pug.
Come on, Sam. Now we have.
Oh, this is all my fault, Jim. Got you into this. I'm just no good.
Shut up. Maybe they won't find us.
I'll give them coffee, thank you. Like you like. Here they are.
Hey, let go. Yeah.
good.
Hey, let go of me.
Now, go easy on him. He's got a bad ankle. Maybe it's broken.
Oh. Yep, plenty more broken before I am through with him.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, my friend.
Wait a minute.
Pug, it's Superman.
Take your hands off those boys.
Where are you?
Never mind who I am. Take your hands off those boys before you run into trouble.
And he means trouble, mister.
Put the light on him, Santa.
That won't do you any good.
Oh, he wears a fancy dress cut. Go back to your masquerade party, Americano. This is none of your business.
I'm making it my business. Who are these men, Jimmy?
Well, that fellow Carlos has the treasure map we found on the Clara M. The other one, Sanchez, owns the fishing boat they were sailing on to find the treasure.
Por Dios, I will kill you.
No! Oh, you're breaking my arm.
I told you to keep your hands off those boys.
I warn you, I have the knife.
You could have a machine gun for all I care.
Sanchez, give it to him.
Come on, Sanchez, give it to me. Not bad. Now I'll give it back.
Boy, look at him slap that guy around.
Oh. That finishes Sanchez. Now, Carlos, it's your turn.
I will stab you.
Go ahead, try it.
Impossible.
Look, Pug. The knife was broken on Superman's chin.
You had your chance, Carlos. Now I'll take mine.
Boy, he's out like a light. I'll bet he's got the treasure map in his pocket. I'll look. Yeah. See, I was right. Here it is.
All right. Now you and Pug get back to the hotel with the map as fast as you can. Mr. Kent's waiting there.
Oh, but Superman, Pug's got a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
Couldn't you fly us to the hotel?
Well, I suppose I could. No, on second thought, I can't. I have something I must do. You can manage, but go straight to the hotel. I don't stop on the way.
Oh, we won't. Thanks a lot for helping us out. We were in hot water until you came along.
You sure are handy to have around, Superman.
You wouldn't need me if you both didn't manage to get into so much trouble. Well, so long.
So long, Superman. So long!
Gee, he's a swell guy.
Yeah. Hey, we better get moving before these two bandits come, too. Give me a hand, Jimmy, huh?
Okay. Now, just take it easy.
All right.
There you are.
There. You know, Jim, there's one throw I can't get through my beam. How come the Superman is always there when we need him, huh?
I don't know, Pug. Unless he just knows when trouble's happening.
You see, he's got powers.
Careful there, Jimmy. Huh? Don't lean too far over that rail. You may fall in.
Oh, I could stand a swim. Oh, I'm getting hot waiting for the ship to sail. You hot too, Pug?
Yeah. I'm burning up, Jim. Hey, when's she gonna pull out?
Oh, in a few minutes. Anyway, hot as you are, you wouldn't want to swim in these waters.
Oh, why not? It looks swell. Clear and blue.
Yeah, I know it does. It's full of sharks and barracuda. Hmm? Big enough to take your leg off.
Boy.
No kidding.
That's right. Tropical waters are very dangerous, so best you behave yourselves or over you'll go. That applies to you particularly, Pug. I don't want another episode like the last.
I said I was sorry, didn't I? And anyway, if I hadn't gone into the room to get that map, that guy Carlos would have skipped with it, and we never would have caught him.
Pug's right, Mr. King.
Yeah.
I know. That still doesn't excuse him for trying to take the map. Well, that's all gone and forgotten. Oh, look, boys. They're casting off.
Here we go.
Oh, they're waiting for someone to come up the gangplank.
Huh?
See him? It looks like a messenger.
Senor Kent! Senor Kent!
He's calling you, Mr. Kent.
Yes.
Here, boy.
Senor Kent?
Yes, that's right.
I have a message for you.
Oh, thank you. Here, take this.
Well, what is it, McGrath?
We'll be sending you a message, Mr. Kent.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
What's it say?
Nothing very much.
He's covering up.
Is it important, Mr. Kent?
No, it's just silly.
What does it say?
I'll read it to you. If you value your life, don't sail on this ship.
Wow. No kidding, Mr. Kent. Did it say that?
Yes, but... Oh, it's just someone's idea of a joke. Probably our friend Carlos. And anyway, it's too late to get off. We're pulling out. Oh, I'm hungry. Let's go down and have breakfast. Come on, Jim.
Come on, buddy.
Well, Pug, what'll it be? Bacon and eggs?
Yeah, it suits me fine.
How about you, Jimmy?
I'm not very hungry.
Oh, Jimmy, stop worrying about that message. I'm sure it was just a feeble attempt on the part of Carlos to get us back on shore.
Well, I know, but ever since we've had that treasure map, we've run into trouble. I think there's a curse on it.
There'll be nothing but skin and bones on you if you don't eat something. Come on, now, bacon and eggs?
Oh, all right.
Hey, Mr. Kent, what's that under your plate?
Huh? Where?
Where?
Oh,
it's an envelope.
Hmm, that's funny.
Open it up.
Well, I'll be...
Now what, Mr. Kent?
Just one word, printed in big letters.
What's the word?
Beware.
Beware of what? Who can be sending Clark Kent these strange, cryptic messages? And why? Can the treasure map, as Jimmy suggested, have a curse on it? Don't forget to tune in next time for another thrilling episode of Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.